Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Chav Zayin, and amazingly enough, we are at the first line, the first word on daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. However, since we're in the middle of a sugya, we'll go back four lines anyway to daf Kuf Chav Vav Amid Beis. So, Gemara starts, Amar of Ami, four lines on the bottom. Amar of Ami, Tumtum Shenikra V'Nimsa Zachar, a Tumtum Shenikra, Tumtum, that it was revealed later on that he became a Zachar, Einu Neutal Pishnayim. He does not get Bechar Pishnayim. If he's the Bechar, he does not get Pishnayim. Dama Crocs, the Pasuk says, V'hoya ha-ben ha-Bechar la-Saniya, ad shehi ben mishas havoya. Since the Pasuk extra, Rashbam explains, it's Kroy Yaseiruhu that says, Hoya haben abachar lasniya, there's the extra, Hoya haben abachar lasniya, Hoya comes to tell you, Achi ben, he has to be a son, we have to know that he's a son, Mishas Havaya, from when he was born, all the way through until now that he's getting his bachar. So the Rashbam points out that there's two people that in halacha are a suffix, there's tumtum and adroitness. Tumtum is somebody that the Oysam Makam, the Erva is Mechosa, it's covered. So we just don't know if it's a Zachar or it's an Akeva. In this case, it was revealed later on that he was Taka a Zachar. And the Chiddush is, even though he is actually a Zachar, he is a male, even though he was a Bechar, he still doesn't get Pishnayim because we didn't know it straight throughout. Second one is Androgynous. And Androgynous is someone that has Simonei both. It's Simonei Zachar and Simonei Akeva. So it's the Etzem Asafik. What's going on? It's Batsim Asafik. Is this being a Zachar or is this being an Akeva? So the Gemara over here is talking about a Tumtum, and the Gemara says a Tumtum that later on we found he's Mamish a Zachar, Afilu Achi, he does not get Bechar Pishnaim. The Rashbam points out, and the Rashbam adds on, the Cholshkin Androgynous. And Cholshkin Androgynous, Shein Sveike Asid Lezvada, because his Suffolk will never end up being known, will never know what he is. He also doesn't get Bechar pi shnayim. Now, the Rashash asks a poshut question. Rashash says, now lemaisa, every androgynous, if he's a suffolk, of course he doesn't get Bechar pi shnayim. It's mashma from the Rashbam that what would be the gabi lechelik poshut? What would be the gabi lechelik that he should get like every other brother? It's mashma, he would get the chelik poshut. He gets the regular, he gets the regular shear like every other brother. He just doesn't, the Gemara is just smu mechadish that he doesn't get pishnayim. That makes sense in al tumtum. Now, when we know he's a zachar, he's a regular boy, of course he gets like the other boys in the family, but he won't get the pishnayim. But an androgynous, who be'etzim is a suffik, he's always a suffik. We'll never later on know. So why does he, it's mashma from the Rashbam that he adds in, oh, an androgynous also won't get the bechar. Mashma, but he will get his chelik pashut. Why would he get a chelik pashut? He's a regular suffik. That's the Rashash's kasha on the Rashbam. So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, we mentioned him in the Hakdam of Yeshneichem Gada and in the Sefer on the Mitzvah of Sadi Yigoyin. He says a pshat like this. He says that, and Swili was ma'ir a little to this yesterday, that there is a shitas in Tanoim, shitas Rabbi Lozer and shitas Rabbi Shimon Yevamistav Pei Aleph, that holds that an androgynous is a vade zachar. He has dinim of a vade zachar, not just a straight out suffik. Swili said yesterday, an afkamina would be if he's Mekadosh in the Keva, it would be Mekadosh, but if he's Mekadosh, Zachar is Mekadosh in the Dragon, it would not even be Kedushin, even Lachumah. You don't have to be worried about the Kedushin. So, Lefi Zeh, there is this Shitas that Androgynous is a Vadei Zachar, so Zakt Yochum Fisher Perla, that's what the Rashbam is saying. Even though he's a Vadei Zachar, Kolshki from Androgynous, but even if he's a Vadei Zachar, Lemaisa, there's still somewhat of a suffix over here. You have to understand what it means, Vadei and suffix. He's still somewhat of a suffix over here. But yet, we could learn a kosh came from a tumtum, because a tumtum, who now we know for sure is a Zachar. Klar, now it was Mizgali, he's a Zachar. Afilu Hachi, he doesn't get the Chelek Bechaira. So an androgynous who also has a dinim like a Vadei Zachar, so maybe he'll get his Chelek Pashut, but he also won't get his Chelek Bechar. That's Pshat in the Rashbam. Zez the Gemara Vayter, once we're on this idea that you have to be a Zachar straight throughout, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Af, Einoi, Nidun, Kimen Tzair Meirer, this Tumtum would also not have a din of a Ben Tzair Meirer. I'm a Krah, because the Pasuk over there by Ben Tzair Meirer says, Ki Yiel Ish Ben Tzair Meirer, when a person becomes mentzemer, ad she a ben mishas havaya. Same drasha that he would have to be a ben. He would have to be a zachar from beginning throughout. Says the Gemara, top of Dav Kuf Chav Zayin. A Meimar says along these same lines, Av Einu Meimar Chelok B'Chayra. A Meimar says, a new chiddush. This Tumtum, if he was one of the brothers, he wasn't a Zachar. He was one of the brothers. He wasn't the Bechar, but he was a regular one of the brothers. He's not Memayet the Chelok Bechar. We'll explain what that means in a second. Shenemar the Yodu Loi Bonim Achi Ben Bishas. Until he is a son, another, the rest of the sons also have to be sons from beginning throughout. Regabe the chelek b'chayra. What does that mean? So we know that b'char takes pishnayim. He takes pishnayim, and the Gemara had a machlekas, does he take double everyone's amount, or he just takes an extra portion? The halacha we come out, he just takes an extra portion. So let's say Rashbam's case, Rashbam says the case is like this. Let's say there are three children. There's the Bechar, there's a regular Pashit, and then there's this Tumtum that's born third. So normally, if you had, let's say you had four children, and the Rashbam's case is where he has, let's say, 900 zuz. So he's four children, 900 zuz. So what you would do, you do four divided by nine, and everybody, and then the chelek b'char would take two chalakim, and everyone else would take one of the chelek. Comes to the Gemara, and the Gemara says now that the chelek b'char is not mismayit from the tumtum. What does that mean? So he says, now we look at it as if there's only three chalakim, because the tumtum doesn't exist, the gab the chelek b'chayra. The gab the chelek b'chayra, the tumtum doesn't exist. So now we look at there's only three chalakim in this 900 zuz, $900 Yerusha. If there's three chalakim, so the chelek b'chayra is how much? It's 300. So take out the chelek b'chayra. Let's say the b'chayra gets now 300. Now you're left with 600. Now you bring back this tumtum, because he is negeya getting his regular chelek. 600 divided by three, the three brothers is 200 each. It comes out that each of the regular brothers would get 200, and the Bechar would get 500. That's how the Rashbam explains what it means. He doesn't memait in the Chelek Bechar. The Chelek Pashit, they all divide equally. He is included in the Chelek Pashit, but he's not included. But they're all getting less because the Chelek Bechar got divided without him in the Cheshbon. That's what the Gemara means. Now, the Maisa, the Mefarshim ask over here, why did Rashbam have to make a case of a third son? Why couldn't he just say there's two sons? There's a Bechar, and there's this Tumtum. And just say, let's say left over 1,000 to make it simple, Bechar and the Tumtum. So then, if we don't calculate with the Tumtum, Legabe, the Chelek Bechayra, we don't calculate with the Tumtum, Legabe, the Chelek Bechayra, so say that 500 is the Chelek Bechar. And the next 500, they divide 250, 250. That would also show you that we don't reckon with the chelek bechar legabe this tumtum. So the Mefarshim explain this is where it gets a little bit more complicated. But the Yad Ramah says that no, you can't say such a thing because you know once we don't reckon with if there's two children, then once we don't reckon with the chelek tumtum legabe the bechara, so then he should get everything because then lemaisa the only thing that's left is his, so he should get everything. So Ayin Shom and the Mefarshim, they deal with this. But either way, the Gemara is coming out that even though he gets a Chelek Bechara, this Tumtum, as a regular son, but he won't be Memayit from the Chelek Bechar that the Bechar would get. Says the Gemara, Vayter, along this same Indian, Rab Shizvi Amar, Shizvi says, Af Einin Nimbo L'Shmoina. He does not have a Mila on the eighth day. The Amakra, Isha Kisa Sriya, V'yolda Zachar, and the Pasuk continues, B'yom Hashmini Yimol. And on the eighth day, that's when you give him Mila. Ad Shehi Zachar Mishas Leida. Until, this is the first Pasuk in Parshat Zriya, that he has to be a Zachar, V'darshan, we have to be a Zachar from beginning to end. Rev Shavra, Rev Sharavya, Amar Rev Sharavya says, Af Einoi, Imoi Tume Leida will also be darshan that someone that gives birth, a woman that gives birth to a tumtum, the mother is not going to be Tume Leida. The Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Isha Kisazria, the Yolda Zocher, to Tume Shavas Yomim. That same Pasuk says, Isha Kisazria, the Yolda Zocher, then Tume Shavas Yomim. Achi Zocher, Mishas Leida. He also has to be a Zocher throughout. Neisve, says the Gemara. At least a kash on that last memra of Rev Sharavya. Why? because the price it says I'm a pellet, a tumtum vadragonis, teisha lazachum nekeva, they taka have to, if someone is miscarries, or someone gives birth to an andragonis or a tumtum, the halach is they have to sit. In the zachar on a keva, the chumrah, meaning they have to, they're tamei all 14 days, and then they don't get the full tire. They only get the tire of the zachar, right? Tiyufta, because tiyufta the rav shiravya tiyufta. It's a kashan to shiravya because Rav says that if someone gives birth to a tumtum, they don't become tamei at all. That was his drasha. You have to be a zachar throughout. They don't become tamei at all. So Mar says, "Enachadam, it's tiyufta. Leimati tiyufta to rav." Shizvi, because Rav Shizvi also darshan that same pasuk, just he was darshan it legabe mila, but he darshan from that same pasuk that has to be a zachar throughout. So if we're upslugging that drasha, it should be a kash on him too. Mara says no. Tana svukim misafkule the lachumra. We could say that no, the Tana was just being svukim misafkule, meaning the Tana that says that you have to taste of zachar in the keva really held that avada that drasha is good. You have to be a zachar throughout, but. He was also machmir to say it's a suffix that maybe it is a zachar, maybe it isn't a zachar. So therefore he says to sit. But legabe biyom hashmini, where the Rashbam explained that you don't give a meal on the eighth day to be doicha Shabbos. On that, there we go lakula, and there we do darshan the drasha. Simar says ihachi teishav lazachar nekevul niyadam meboile kasha. If the whole brisa wasn't saying bevadois that he says to sit. He was saying only misafik, that misafik with machmir or misafik. We say you should sit for she should be tamei for a zachar nekeva. Then it should have said she should be tamei zachar nekeva and nida, because nida also has additional chumrah, because then she has no yimei tara either. So therefore, If the baby's not considered anything, then she could, then it would be a nida. So therefore, since the brisa didn't say also nida, so therefore we see from there that it's not just being a chumrah. So the Gemara says kasha and a chanami, it would be a kasha, but it didn't really slug up Rav Shizvi and Gansen. So Rashbam, just going back to this little piece of the Gemara, the Rashbam explains that Rav Shizvi said that a tumtum does not have a meal on the eighth day, says the Rashbam. What does it mean? Lidchoy Shabbos. It doesn't mean that you don't get to give him a meal, meaning what happened? This tumtum was born as a tumtum, and then it was nikra, and nimtza zachar, right? Soon after the birth, whatever it is, then one day, 2 days, 3 days later, whatever it is, we found out that taka was a zachar, because the eisam makam was exposed, the busser was opened up, and we see taka, it's a zachar. So then, the halach is, eini nimul shmoina, says the Rashbam, eini nimul shmoina means lidchei Shabbos. Of course, we do give it a mila on the regular eighth day, if the eighth day came out during the week, but we don't give it a mila on the eighth day if it was Shabbos, out being doiche Shabbos. And Rashbam's not alone, Rabbeinu Gershon and the Ritva both say this same thing, legabe, that it's not doiche Shabbos. However, the Machamis in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey, brings from the Shuvas Harif that no, he has no din b'chlal mila the eighth day. Yes, you give tumtum a mila, but there's no din mila on the eighth day. You give it on the first day, you give it on the second day, you give it on the third day. There's no pasha. You should do it as soon as possible. That's the reason Makdim Mitzvahs. Maybe you should do it on the first day, but there's no what when the Gemara means. Ein nimul shmeina means there's no mila at all. And so in the back of the Eizel Hadar, he says a nice little shock of a tire over here. He brings down from Shurir of David Pravowski that wants to understand what's Pshat in the Shittas of the Rashbam. Rashbam says that Avada, you have a Mila, you give a child that's a Tumtum a Mila on the eighth day, just not if it comes out on Shabbos. And he wants to understand why is that the case. If the halacha is that he's Nimol Shmoina, we learn from the pasuk b'chayyavayim hashmini nimol. So then, that same pasuk teaches us that the halacha of being mal on yom hashmini says you're mal on Shabbos too. And if you don't learn from there, we're saying isha kisizu yod zachar is not going on a tumtum. So we're not learning that we're learning that we don't see from here that a tumtum is mal on the eighth day. So then, If a tumtum is not moil on the eighth day, so then why is it to be doicha Shabbos? So it shouldn't be moil on the eighth day at all. It should be moil on the first day. Manushach. If it's the eighth day, so it should be doicha Shabbos. If it's not the eighth day, then it should not be the eighth day bechlal. What's pshat in the Rashbam? So he wants to explain with a Gemara in Shabbos daf kuf lamed hey. The Gemara in Shabbos in Rav Elazar ben Milo says on the bottom of daf kuf lamed hey amud aleph. Amar of Asi Kol she imoy tamei leida nimol l'shmoina. Kol she ein imoy tamei leida ein a nimol l'shmoina. If a woman is tamei leida, then the halacha is that the baby has a mila on the eighth day. If a woman does not have the halachas of tamei leida, what would be, says Rashi, someone has a C-section, where there would not be the tumas leida. Tumas leida only comes if it was a natural birth. So then therefore there's no halacha that that baby has to be nimble on the eighth day. That baby does not have to have a mila on the eighth day. Amalei Abaya, Abaya asked on him, what are you talking about? Doiris harishonim yachichu. She'ein imay tamei leida v'nimel ha'shemayna. Doiris, this is what we're talking about, says Rashi. May Avram had matan Torah. We see Avram Avinu already was mal on the eighth day. There was no tumah in the times of Avram Avinu, yet he was mal on the eighth day. If you're saying the whole Indian of being mal on the eighth day is because of tumah, so then why did Avram Avinu be mal on the eighth day? Gemara says it's a machlokes taka and it's chad shahalacha. Once we got Matan Torah, then the whole halacha of Nimel eighth day is only totally on Tumas Leida. Maybe beforehand it wasn't, but once we got the Torah, it was. And the Gemara then goes on to say that this seems to be Machlekes Amirah, Machlekes Tanoim, if this is the case. If someone that's Mal on the, if the Mila of the eighth day is totally on if the mother is Tamei or not.
Is that the option? I'm saying is the optimal day? Is eighth day not the optimal day?
I guess you do it on the first day. You do it on the first day possible. Zuzi Maktim. Okay, so the first day it's not dangerous. Zuzi Maktim, but there's no din of the eighth day. So the question is that the Rambam seems to pass. And the Rambam in Hilchas Mila says that the Gabe, a Yetzi Doifin, the Gabe, somebody that that had a C section, and the baby was born through a C section, says the Rambam, when Mal on the eighth day, we're mal on the eighth day, which is mashma like Abaya, not like Ravasi says. He says, but we're not doicha Shabbos. So they all ask on the Rambam, why is it not doicha Shabbos? If you hold like Ravasi, then you shouldn't even have to do it on the eighth day. And if you hold like Abaya, then you should have to, it should be doicha Shabbos. So Taka the Ran explains the Rambam that he's mamish mesupik. He was mesupik to go like Ravasi or mesupik to go like Abaya. So therefore, since he was mesupik, he Taka took on the chumra as a both, the chumra of eighth day, but not when it's going to be doicha Shabbos. He couldn't say that. However, Chaim Alevi answers like this. He says, very geschmack. He says, the truth is that there were two times in the Torah says that you have to be mal the eighth day. He says, Isha kizazriya v'yolda zachar, in Parshas Tazriya, our pasuk, that says that a woman gives birth and she's tamei and the baby has to be mal on the eighth day. That's where we learn that mil on the eighth day is doicha Shabbos. However, there's also psukim earlier in the Torah, in Parshas Lech Lecha, earlier by Avram Avinu, where he was mal already on the Bereshis Yudzayin, I'm sorry, that Avram Avinu also, and the Avos also were mal on the eighth day. He says, from there, however, that eighth day is not the Eicha Shabbos. What Abaya was saying is Abaya is saying there's still an Indian to be mal on the eighth day. Abaya wasn't arguing with Ravasi, says Reb Chaim. Abaya was just saying there might be still an Indian to be mal on the eighth day. But that Indian is not from the Pasuk in Parshas Tazriah. Only somebody that's in the Parshas Tazriah, that the mother is Tamei, that has the halachas, that it's the eighth day is the Eicha Shabbos. Otherwise, somebody that also has a din to be mal, but just not on the eighth day, but not learn from Tashas Azriah, but rather learn from Bereshit of Yitzayin, that there's an Indian to do it on the eighth day, but it's not Doicha Shabbos. Then it doesn't have the chumrah, the chashivas of Doicha Shabbos. So therefore, that's shot in the Rambam. It says by Yotze Doifin, it says by C-section, he says you do it on the eighth day, but not on Shabbos. Lefizeh, says Rav David Fratsky, that's shot in our Gemara too. Even though a tumtum is going to be mal on the eighth day, according to Rashbam, might be mal on the eighth day, but it's not going to be doicha es ha-shabbos, because he learns that it's mal on the eighth day from the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Because the pasuk in Parshas Tazriah is, our Gemara says, we learn from that pasuk to exclude a tumtum. So our tumtum is not included in Tazriah. And Tazriah, that's where we learn that it's doicha Shabbos, since he's not included in Tazriah. So therefore, it's not going to be doicha Shabbos. That's pshat in the Rashbam, that it's mal on the eighth day, just that it's ene doicha es ha-shabbos. There got to be this understanding and this connection of that the Gemara and Shabbos brings down, and it seems in Gemara and our Gemara as well, this connection of Tumas Isha to a mole in the eighth day, So Nirtaka is a Gemara in Dav Lamed Aleph that in Nida, Gemara in Nida Dav Lamed Aleph that has a very nice beer, Bederach Drush actually, a very nice beer in why there's a connection of Mila to the tumma of the woman. And the Gemara Nida says, "Neima'am Taira Mila Lishmoina." This is the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph in the Beis. Why did the Torah say that a Mila should be on the eighth day? Shloye kulam sameichim v'ovav v'ivim ayatzavim, so that everyone else shouldn't be happy and besimcha that we're doing a bris mila, and the parents are atzavim. They're sad. Why? Says Rashi, shloye kulam sameichim v'ovav v'shesim besuda ovav v'ivim ayatzavim she'asurim tashmish, since the first 7 days yolda zachar. A woman is tamei after the 7 days she's tar, so therefore the Torah didn't want to do a mila while the woman was tamei, and therefore she was aser lebala, as we say in Mishlei Gimel Yud Zayin, derech darchei noyam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his ways are beautiful. Therefore, since the woman and the father and the mother would be sad that they're aser b'tashmish, therefore, says the Gemara in Nida, that's why we push it off the mila all the way to the eighth day. So this connection, it makes a lot of sense now, the Gemara in Nida. Dafka when a woman is tummy, there's the mila on the eighth day. But talk if a woman is not tummy, that's a doifin, if it's a C-section, so then nechanami, you could do the mila earlier. It makes a lot of sense. With this Gemara in Nida, now that Gemara makes a lot of sense. I just saw from Schwab, in the Sefer Membeis HaShe'eva over here in Parashas Tazria, he says, you need an explanation over here. What's pshat that the Gemara, that the Gemara Nida, what's pshat in the Gemara Nida that Ovim Ime are not Sameichim? They're so upset that they're also in Tashmish, that they can't be Sameach? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah was Mechadish Adin of Nida, of Halachas Toma, and there's no reason that a father and a mother should be so upset that they couldn't do a Mila. That's Pasha Kasha. Kasha number two, he says, and nowadays that we're Machmir, and we're Machmir, and old Dam is Tomei, right? You're not going to do a mila for 3 months, for 2 months, until the woman becomes tar? About that, we don't say that. Yet we're machmir with all these tumas, and yet we don't say that you don't do mila, you don't do other things, because the parents are going to be upset. We're machmir so much on nida nowadays that they're tummy throughout. So Reb Schwab explains, and he says that no, the pshat in why they're going to be atzavim from nida is like this. The pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Maisa of the Eitz Hadas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was punishing Chava, and he says, El Isha Omar, Harba Arba, it's Voynech Beharoynech Be'etzem Toldibonim. He gives him a klala, and he says to her, I'm going to increase your sorrow and your pregnancy. And the Gemara is medayik from there. The Gemara in Erevim, Daf Kufa Mebei, says, Harbe arba, elu shnei tfei damim, achas dam nida, achas dam psulim. The Gemara in Erevim explains that the klala that Chava got because of the Eitz Hadas was the klala of dam nida. If not for the Eitz Hadas, a woman would always be mutar labayla. But taka, the klala comes from this fact of the Eitz Hadas. So the Dam Nida that says Reb Schwab that a woman is tamei is gufa because of this. Explains Reb Schwab, this is pshat why the man and the husband are sad the first 7 days. They're sad because this tumma is a kapara for the chet of Chava. It's the chet of Adam and Chava back all the way from Adam Rishon. And the sadness is that the pain of the leda, the tumba that came out of it, is all because of this chet. Otherwise, childbirth would be seamless. It would be easy. It would be simple. The hardships, the tumba, everything that comes out of it, it takes seven days to overcome. That all that sadness was based upon chava, not based upon the fact that they're tamei. All our chumras that we take on later, says Reb Schwab, that we're tamei, those are chumras we should be sameach, that we're doing mitzvahs Hashem. The fact that they're sad is because where did this come from? Where did this tumma stem from? This tumma stemmed from the chet of chava and Adam. That's a reason to be sad. He says that's pshat in the sadness. And I saw even further from Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld that he said that in a way it's all, he says that another pshat in why it has to be 7 days, he says because the first 7 days a woman has a din of a chayla. And the father shouldn't have to, if you do a bris on the mila, the first 3 days, the child is a chayla. The father shouldn't have two chaylas in the house. He shouldn't have to have two chaylas at the same time. The mother at least gets better and the father gets better. So we see, again, similar to this yisoid, that the pain and the difficulty that all came about through childhood, all through the tumah, that's what the first 7 days represent. Once we could pass that, then we could be mesameach on the 8th day and have the milah, and that's pshat in the Gemara, and that's pshat in the Gemara Nida, and that's why with mal on the 8th day. Even though nowadays a woman's still tummy, that's not the point. The point is, but the tzar leida and all that is represented in the first 7 days. That's where that's of us, and that all came from the chet of Chava. Just one more bederach just on this inyan, the gabe tumas isha and tumas leida. You could ask that lemaisa. You would say that a woman that gives birth, this is the happiest time, the greatest time. It's a beautiful time. Why would there be tumah? And tumah is seems to be something by, you know, seems to be, you know, very dark and bad things. Why is a woman tummy when she gives birth? So we just said one pshat, but there's another pshat in understanding why a woman. I saw from the Rafand wants to say, he said like this. He says that the Kaziri in explains that what's pshat in tumah b'chlal. Well, how do we understand the concept of impurity and purity in our day of life? So he says like this. He says tumah comes from a lack, a void of kedusha. When there's a high level of kedusha, then there's tumah. That's why if a guy is maced, there's no tumah, because there was never a kedusha in a guy's body for there to be tumah, an absence of kedusha for the tumah to come into play. Tumah comes in when there's an absence of kedusha. When something had kedusha and now was void, tumah drives and comes into that place. So he says like this. He says that when a woman becomes pregnant and is now holding a baby inside of her, her levels of kedusha increase tremendously. She's on a tremendously high level of kedusha. She has two neshamas in her. She has two gufim in her. So therefore, she's now on a tremendously high level. Once she gives birth, she loses that child from her guf. There's a void of kedusha. That void of kedusha is what brings about tumah, and that's why she's tumah. And explains that's why on the keva you tumah double the amount of a zachar. Zachar in the keva you tumah for 7 days. In the keva you tumah for 14 days, because in the keva she was holding a being that also had the ability to hold another being. So it had even more kedusha. The more kedusha that leaves, the bigger the void, the ability for there to be tumah. That's pshat. We know in Matzah Shabbos, there's an Indian to do pesamim with Avdallah, because we have a neshama yisera. And when the neshama yisera leaves, there's a void of kedusha, so therefore tumah comes into play. We need smelling salts to wake us up, to revive us. It's the same yisera over here, and he says that's pshat. Another understanding, another cook in what's pshat in the tumas isha b'shas leida, which you would think to say would be the most kaddish and most kaddish thing that a woman could do is bring more children into the world. You would think that her levels of kedusha would be higher, not go tamei. The answer is in a chanami, because she had such high levels of kedusha in her, and now there was a void. It brings upon the opening for tumah to come into play, and that's why that's how it explains why there is tumah. Okay, Zakta Gemara, a little vitam. Amar Rava, Tanya Kavasei de Ravami. Let's bring a raya to Ravami. Ravami said that a tumtum that's even later on the nikra zachar, he still doesn't get pishnayim. Says the Raisa, Ben Veloy Tumtum. The Pasuk says Ben Veloy Tumtum, Bechar Veloy Suffolk. So we see a Raya Mefurish, Ben Veloy Tumtum, Bishlami Ben Veloy Tumtum. What is the Braisa Raya to Kidravami? Like Ravami. Like we just said, that a Tumtum does not get Pishnaim like a Bechar. Ela Bechar Veloy Suffolk, Lafuke Mai. What does the Braisa mean when it says that a Bechar Veloy Suffolk? Of course. A Suffolk doesn't get a Bechar. Why would a Suffolk? And if someone's a Suffolk Bechar, they can't be Maitzi. It's Maitzi Mechabel V'raya. They couldn't be Maitzi from the other Pashat. So of course a Suffolk doesn't get a Din Bechar. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Says the Gemara, Lafukim in the Darish Rava. It's coming to exclude what Rava Darshan. The Darish Rava, Shnei Noshim, Shioldu Bei Zecharim, two women that gave birth to two zecharim b'machave in a hiding place. So we don't know which one's the bechar, since when they gave birth, they were in hiding. So we don't know which one's the bechar. So you have two children that might be the bechar, says the Rashbam, and then you have other Pshutim as well. So they, these two children know that one of them is going to be the Bechor. One of them is going to be the Chor. One of them, therefore, is entitled to Pishnayim. But they don't know which one. So the near the one can get it. So what do they do? It says, Rava, Kaisim Hasha Zelazah. They can write a Hasha. They give each other the power of attorney, sort of. Machlekes Reshmam, Taisis, if it's done through Shlichas, so they actually machne it. Either way, they give it to each other the power, and therefore together they could now go and collect the chel b'char, and then they'll divide it themselves because each one is giving the other one the kayach. If you're the b'char, you could get it. If you're the b'char, I'm giving it over to you. So therefore, once they both have the kayach of the other ones, therefore they could collect the chel b'char, and then they could divide it later. And says, the Gemara that's what the price is coming up, okay, that you can't do that. B'char v'loy safik. Even with Harsha, if it's a safik, then you don't get your b'chelak b'char. It has to be a vadi b'chelak b'char. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rapapala Rava, your pshat over here that you just said, that two nashim yelda zacharim, you could. Right, Ravin sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel this shayla, v'loy amru li davar, and no one had a clear answer. Baram kach amru. However, this is what they said. Mishum Rav Yani, hukul b'soif nisarvu kaisum hasha zelaze. If at first we knew who the bechar was, and then it got mixed up, then these two children that it got mixed up, they could write a hasha one to another, and then they'll be able to cut. However, loy hakru, if we never knew who the Bechor was, it was never yidua, any who the Bechor was, ain kaisim hasha zelazah, then you can't write hasha one to another, no one could collect the chelik Bechor. When Rava heard this, hadar aiki Rava, amayra ale, Rava brought up his speaker, the one that pronounced what he gave over, v'darash, and then he darshened again, and it was chayzer. Dvorim shemarti lechem tois. That which I said before, tois and biyodei, they were a mistake. Baram, however, kacham rishem Rav Yanai, this is what they say, b'shem Rav Yanai, hakru b'soif nisarvu kaisim hashal zelza. Loi hakru, ein kaisim hashal zelza. If we knew at one point, then you could write Harsha. These two children could write Harsha, and therefore they would be able to go, and one of them would be able to collect the Chelik Bechar. If, however, we never knew who the Bechar was, then you cannot collect the Chelik Bechar, and even though one of them is the Bechar, and they write in Harsha Zalazad, but Bechar Vaday, the Torah says, Bechar V'loy Safa Bechar. In order to collect the Chelik Bechar, you have to be a Bechar, you can't be a Safek Bechar. Just quickly to speak out, Nesivis asks that on the case of Hukru B'Soif Nisarvu, if they once knew, meaning we knew who the Bechor was, and now these two of the children got mixed up who the Bechor was, why do we need them to write a Harsha, says Nesivis? Why do we need them to write a, give each other a power of attorney? It's a Suffolk, and Suffolk Shabba Mammon, any suffolk that in Mammon should be chulkin. Meaning you have, let's say, four children. Two of them are a suffolk if they're the Bechor. So, and it was yidua at one point that it was the Bechor. So therefore, one of them was really entitled to the Bechor midina taira. And now it's a suffolk who the Bechor is. So those two that it's a suffolk should split the Bechel Bechor and the rest shouldn't. Why do they need to write a Harsha in order to collect that Chel Bechor? That's the Nesivus Kasha. He answers based on the Kuf Chav Dalid. And this is getting into the lumdus of how Bechor works. He says, the Gemara in Book of Dal says it's Matana. And he says, who's the Matana from? The Chelik Bechor is a Matana. Who's the Chelik Bechor Matana from? Is it from the father or is it from the other brothers? So he wants to say, if it's from the other brothers, so then, Enachanami, the other brothers do not have to give it Misafik. Only if you know Bevadai that that's the brother do they have to give it over. If they don't know, then they don't have to give over the Matana. So only if they read a Hasha one to each other, so therefore we know they could say Bevadai, we're coming to collect, could they collect the Chelik Bechor. If they don't say Bevadai, if they don't write an Hasha, they're just Mesupik, so then the other Pshutim, the other children, the other sons, since the whole Bechora only comes about through a Matana that they have to give, they only have to give that Matana if they know Bevadai who they're giving it to. Ayin Sham Nesivis, Rish Ayin Tov Tes. Says the Gemara Vayter. So now the Gemara is going to go back to a sugya that we mentioned a little bit on the Kuf Chavavim Beis, and that is a father's nemanis. If a father says, this son is my Bechor. So the Gemara on the Kuf Chavavim says, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Ish Pleni B'ni Bechor, he's neman. Now the Gemara wants to know, that's very good if there was no chazakah. But what if there was a chazakah originally that one child was a bechor? Says the Gemara. Shochulei b'nei akra de agma l'shmuel. The b'nei akra of agma is Shmuel. Yamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us. Hayu mechzakim b'zeh shu bechor. If it was mechzak that one of the children was a bechor, v'amar avav al achar, and the father said, there got to be a different son, bechor hu, that the second son is a bechor. Mahu, what would be the halacha? Shalach lehu, so he wrote back to them, koisvim harsha zeh lezeh. Those two sons could write a harsha to each other. And then together, those two sons could collect the chelek bechor.
Are you assuming that there's no other brothers there? So
there's... No, there are other brothers. Of course there are other brothers. No other brothers, and of course they divide everything. I'm talking about where there's three brothers. And everyone thought that brother Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Everyone thought Reuven was the Bechar. Comes the father before he dies and says, Shimon's the Bechar.
The mother was in hiding, and there were two children.
No, this is a new case. We'll finish with the case of hiding. New case. This has nothing to do with Sfeikas. This is a new halacha of the Nemanis of the father. Everyone always understood there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and everyone always thought that Reuven was the Bechar. Shimon was the second, Levi was the third. Comes along the father and says, Shimon's really the Bechar. Now what do we do? So, there is Shmuel. And Shmuel said that the first two sons, Reuven and Shimon, if they want to get the Chelek Bechar together, they could write Asha, they could give each other power of attorney, and together they'll split it, and Levi is for sure not the Bechar, won't get it. But if they don't do that, then no one gets the Bechar. Says the Gemara, Manavshach, what is Shmuel saying? If he holds like the Rabbanan, which we'll see in a second, the Rabbanan hold that the father doesn't have the manas, then he should have said like the Rabbanan, that only Reuven gets it. Ikar Yehuda, who says the father always has the manas, even against a muchzik, then Shimon would get it. He should send like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara Nechanam, Mesafikle. He had a suffix. Ikar Yehuda, Ikar Rabbanan. He had a suffix. Do we pass him like Rabbanan, and therefore Reuven's Zabachar? Do we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Shimon's Zabachar? So therefore he gave him the Eitzah, since I'm a suffix, you could write a Hashav for each other. Mahi, what's this machlokes with the Rabbanan? The Tanya, Yakir. The Pasuk says Yakir to recognize. Yaki renu lacherim. He tells everyone else who his Bechar is. Mikan Amr Yehuda, Neman Adam Leimer Zebani Bechar. A person's Neman. Shem Neman Adam Leimer Zebani Bechar. Kach Neman Adam Leimer Zebani Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Just like he's Neman to say that this man's my Bechar, he's also Neman to say that it's my Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Chacham says, a person does not have namanas to say this is my Bechar when there's a chazaka against him. Amalei Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak L'Rava, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Hainik Sev Yakir. Rabbi Yehuda learned this from a drasha of the Pasuk Yakir. El Rabban and Yakir Lomeli. What did the Rabbanim do with the drasha of Yakir? So he says, Gemara, B'tzorach Hakeira. No, when you need a Hakeira, meaning when it's not known, when there's no Mechzakais, there's no Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, when there's no Mechzakais who the Bechar is, then the father is believed. When there is a Mechzakais, then he's not believed. Lema Hilchasa, the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa, why would you need the Pasuk to teach you when we don't know who the Bechar is that the father could give it away? Lamai Hilchasa, Lamesivale Pishnaim, to give him Pishnaim? It could be like anyone else. If a father wants to give a matana, he could always give away pishnayim. So if he's trying to give away pishnayim, that shouldn't be a chiddush. He could give the pishnayim to anyone. So it says, nechasim that came to him later on after he said his statement. So therefore, if he wanted to give it now, he could. But he's saying that this is a bechar, and therefore even the chasim that come to him later on are going to end up belonging to this son double. The Rameyer, the Amma Adam Machna Dava Shalei Ba'alam, according to Rameyer, that you could already be Machna Dava Shalei Ba'alam Yakir Lamali. So why would you need the Pasuk Yakir? It says, Namar of Nechasim Shanafu like Shu Geisis. And Echanami, it's for Nechasim that fall when the father is a Geisis, and when they are Geisis, then you can't be Machna anything. Even according to Rameyer, the Machna Dava Shalei Ba'alam, that's only if you're going to be later on, you would be in a state to be able to be Machna. But if you'd never be in a state to be Machna, you can't be Machna. So therefore, the Torah comes to tell us that you could say this son is a Bechar, and any Nechasim that come, even when you're a Geisis, therefore go into the dinim of Bechar, and then therefore the halach is, and therefore goes into the din of Bechar, and then therefore the Bechar would get pi shnayim. Just to exhale here for a second, the Gemara said that this father is believed to say that this is Bani Bechar, and it's also believed to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Bani is Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. The Mefarshim will ask, how can he be believed to say Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza? Ain't other Mason Matzmei Russia, you can't make yourself into a Russia. So if he's saying Ben Grusha Chalutza, that means he was a Kayan, married a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. That's a problem. So the Tosis Rush says that he's not making himself into Russia because he could say it was B'shoigig. Rashash says that he's not making himself into Ben Gerusha, he's not making himself into Russia because everyone knew that he married Ben Gerusha Mechalutza. He's just been mechadish that this child came from that woman. The Ritva says a new halacha of Pagina Dibura that he could say in Echanami the son is Ben Gerusha Mechalutza without making himself into Russia. Kanso Pagina Dibura, just like a person's name to say Pliny Rivani Litzani, this person was Ravani, and even though he's making himself a Russia, a Ritzoini, he's saying it, I willingly was Ravani with another man, still he's Naman, because Pagin on Dibura, we split his words and we only believe him, Legabi, the other person, not Legabi himself. The Achreinim, down a fourth answer, which is really, there's no time now, it really gets into the whole sugi over here of Namanus of the father, and that is how does this Namanus work? If it's Adis, you're right. Ain't other mason matz in Russia. If you're saying Eidos, you can't make yourself into Russia. But if this namonis is just a namonis of Yakir, that the father has is believed to give over Pishnayim, Legabi, the Bechar, to say this one's a Bechar, Legabi, Pishnayim, then it's a special namonis, Legabi Yakir. It has nothing to do with Ain't other mason matz in Russia. And it comes out a lot of nafkaminas, meaning when this father says that this is my bani, this is my bechar. What if the son died first? Would now he be able to yarshin? Because since he was neman to give over to the son, now does it even give him the power that now he yarshins from the son? Furthermore, does it pater the wife from having to do yibum, or does it mechayiv the wife to do yibum if he says it's not my son? All other halachas, the gabe kibud of aim, is now the son chayv kibud aim. If the son hits the father, is the son chayv misa. So pashtus that this namonas of yakir is not a clear namonas for even the gabe, misa, the gabe killing the son now if he hits the father. It's just namonas, a special namonas that the father has the gabe bnei bechayri, and then you wouldn't have a shayla. How is he believed ben gerusha mechalutza? It's a special namonas, the gabe these couple things that the pasuk says yakir that he's namon for the gabe these few halachas. Okay, let's go right to that. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say it was muchzak in the world that this child was the father's bechar. It was bechar's bechar. The Amar Aviv al Acher Shehu bechar, and the father says about someone else that he's bechar. Hay muchzak ba she'ein bechar, or it's muchzak that this child is Shimon. He's not the bechar. The Amar Aviv bechar ain't neman. He's not neman. So what this seems to be is stira. If it's according to the Chachamim, so then the Chacham hold he's never Neman against a Muchzak. And if he is according to Rabbi Yehuda holds he's always Neman against a Muchzak. Says Gemara and Chanami, Reisha Rabbi Yehuda, Sefer Rabbanim. Reisha that says that he's Neman to say against the Muchzak that sounds my Bechar, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yakir, teaches you that the father is Neman. In the Sefer, which says, he's not believed it's because of going according to Rabban. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Benihu, v'chaz Amar Avdihu. If someone says about a certain kid that's with him that he's my son, and then he says he's my Eved, he's not Neman. Because you would never call your Eved your son. So therefore, if you called him your son, now you can't change your mind. Rashi says, once you gave testimony about this kid that he's your son, now you can't change it and say that he's your Eved. However, Avda, if he says he's my son, and then he says it's my Eved, and then he says it's my son, Neman. He is believed, not because he's going back on his words, but rather he's explaining. The Mishamash Lika Avda Kamar, because all he meant to say was he serves me like an Eved. Not that he actually is my Eved. He meant to say he serves me like an Eved, but Avada, he always meant to say that he was his son. The Chilufe Abeis HaMechas. And you have to switch it around when it comes to taxes. What's the case of taxes? Hayayivar Abeis HaMechas. If he's going into the tax department, to Omar, and he says, Beniu, it's my son. V'chaz Omar Avdehu. And then he says, it's an Eved. Then Nemon, he's going to be believed. We'll explain why in a second. Amar Avdi, the other way around, however, he says he's my Eved. Chaz Amar Benihu, ain't a Neman. Why? Because, and this is Negea nowadays too, that if somebody has avodim, they usually have to pay taxes. Avodim are assets. So therefore, if the more assets you have, the more taxes you have. So therefore, if someone goes in and says that this is my eved, and this is my son, and this is my son, and then he says later on it's my eved, he's Neman, because the only reason he said he's my son was to get away from taxes. Right. And that, right. I mean, more than that, you know, in America we have the Chiddush, and the special Memorial Day, we could point out, we have the Chiddush, that not only do you not have to pay taxes on your children, but they become dependents, and you could actually not have to pay taxes at all. So it makes sense if someone walks into a tax office and he says, you know, this person is my son, it makes a lot of sense why he would want to say it's his son. Because now that he's saying it's his son, he's getting out of taxes. Later on, when he says he's an Eved, he's Neman, because he could say, the only reason I said he was my son was to get out of taxes. However, if he says it's my Eved in the tax office, and then later on it says it's my son, no one would ever do that. He's just being mechay himself more taxes. He's giving himself an asset instead of giving himself a dependent. So then I'm glad that he wouldn't be believed. It would be kivin shehizvik shuv chayzur magid, and it would be an Eved. Meisvei ha-mishah. If someone is being Mishamish's father like a son, and the father says, Taki, it's my son, and then he says, it's my slave, ain't a Neman. He's not Neman. If he's being Mishamish like an Eved, and then he says, it's my Eved, and then he says, it's my son, ain't a Neman. He's not Neman. Now, we said in this second case earlier, we said that you would be Neman to change it from an Eved to a son. You could say that he's treating him, he serves me like an Eved. But you would believe on a Stam case, not by the taxes, but by a regular case, if someone says Bini, and then he says, if someone says Eved, and then he says Bini, he would be believed to say, it's Bini. So it's Kasha, Amr of Nachman Yitzhak, Hasam, the Karule Avda Meitzar. He called him Avda Meitzar Ma. He called him Avda Meitzar Ma. Ma Meitzar Ma. Meitzer Avda Kuvzos. This Eved is worth 100 zos. He didn't just say Avda. He actually gave him a price. When you give him a price of 100 zos, and then you want to later on call him the son, at that point, you're not Neman anymore.